Hello, podcast listeners. We know podcasts are a great way to catch up on a program that you may have missed on KSJE, and it's provided as a free service of this radio station. But, you know, KSJE is now listener-supported, and so while you enjoy this podcast, we hope that you'll also take some time to join KSJE. Become a member today. It's quite easy to do. Just go to our website at ksje.com/support and pick the level of support that best matches your budget. Thanks again for listening. Here's your podcast.
Beat music. Music from Africa, Spain, France, Japan, China, heck, even songs and artists from the United States itself. So join me every Saturday at 11 a.m. only on the KSJE 90.9 FM.
It's Monday morning, 8:51 here on KSJE, and it's time now for our Monday reboot segment. I want to give you a quick look, though, at the campus here at San Juan College. Live look this morning as we get ready for a Monday. It is currently 65 degrees outside our studios here at San Juan College. Joining me, of course, as he does every Monday for our Monday reboot segment, Lewis Campbell is joining us this morning to talk a little bit about technology. Of course, Lewis is with Syntegy Computer Systems here in Farmington. Lewis, good morning. Happy Monday.
Good morning. Happy Monday to everyone as well. That's a nice view of the college.
Yeah. Thank you. Thank you. Good to see you. And gosh, what's been going on since we last spoke? It's only been a week, but there's been a lot happening, hasn't there?
Well, we've got some serious, important stuff, and then we have some fun stuff. So,
all right.
What do you want to hear about first? The fun stuff or the serious stuff?
I think we have to start with the serious stuff first. Yeah. What's going on?
Okay. Let's start with the serious stuff. So Reddit, there's some crazy thing. Now, I don't know if you know what Reddit is. Most people do, but I mean, not everybody. It's kind of like a chat bulletin board service where a lot of people talk about a lot of different things. It's one of the social media services out there, but it tends to be more content-based. There's a lot, people talk about a lot of substantial things on there, some of it technical. Reddit has different sections or boards or whatever you want to call them. They call them communities. And there's a lot of people that write apps for Reddit, right? Well, Reddit announced some time back that they're going to start charging higher rates, if any at all, for their API. Now, an API, for those of you who don't know what that means, it stands for Application Programming Interface. It's basically what you use if you're writing apps if you're creating applications for software, you use the API to do that. They call it make calls into. So you have to have access to that to write applications for Reddit. Anyway, they started charging for that. And so now Reddit communities are up in arms because a lot of them are saying that they're going to go, you know, people that write apps for these are saying they're going to go to business, they have to pay for them. So over the weekend, this huge protest started last weekend, actually, where these Reddit communities went dark, over 7,000 of them.
Hmm.
The CEO of Reddit came out in an internal employee email and said, don't worry about this, this is gonna pass. But a lot of them are still dark. So it's kind of interesting because Reddit is a huge online community. It's a big part of technology. And you know, all of these communities in Reddit going dark is a big deal.
Right. Interesting. Okay. Well, what's going to happen? We don't know. It's kind of a face-off, I guess, right?
Yeah. Well, you know, time will tell. Again, we're going to stay tuned.
Yeah. So I think I saw a report that the CEO is kind of digging in his heels, that he doesn't want to budge. And so, yeah, I guess that's where we are.
Yep.
Okay. What else?
Well, one other serious thing that
yeah.
I think is worth mentioning here, because it affects a lot of consumers, right? So you have technology now. Technology is starting to get more and more smart. We've talked before about these right to repair laws. Different parts of the United States different products. Tractors are a good example. They're on the forefront of this, and you may not care about tractors if you're not a farmer, but it affects all technologies, and these are on the forefront. John Deere has, you know, like a lot of makers of tractors and cars and everything, has electronicized their stuff. And John Deere made it impossible for farmers to fix their own tractors because they're so controlled by the computers inside the tractors. John Deere, you know, designed the computers where the farmers couldn't do anything. So then they have to take it back to a John Deere dealer. And that's been really controversial in those circles. Farmers are up in arms about that because they want to have the ability to repair. So a lot of places in the United States, the governments, local governments, are starting to pass these right to repair laws that say the manufacturers have to design these things for people to repair. So fast forward now, Massachusetts passed a right to repair law for cars, like the cars that you drive.
Oh,
right.
Right. Okay.
The problem is, so now in the 2023 models of a lot of cars now are including built-in internal modems, right? Now you have to recognize what a big deal this is, because a modem is, if you remember back in the old days, you saw movies about hackers, they would hack in using a modem, right? A modem is how you connect to a device, you know, from outside the device. And so the federal government has stepped in. The National Highway and Traffic and Safety Administration is saying, hey, we got to be careful with this because now these cars are essentially hackable, right? So the manufacturers have made the cars where they don't have open source software. It's all proprietary software, so it's hard. You know, you can't really fix the cars or do anything with the cars without, you know, using the manufacturer's stuff. Well, this makes it hard to repair them. So Massachusetts has passed this law, this right to repair law, that says that manufacturers have to use open software. They have to make the software open so that people can repair their own cars and so that third-party mechanics can repair their own cars. Now the National Highway Traffic and Safety Administration has basically told automakers, ignore that law. Because they're worried that it makes the cars hackable.
Right.
And they're saying, look, we're the federal government. Our laws supersede state laws. So forget about Massachusetts and just don't do what they say.
Oy.
So there's a showdown that I think is really important and obviously is going to affect consumers because we all drive cars, right? And we don't want to be like the stars of those movies where you see somebody hack the car and, you know, they make the car drive off a cliff and, you know, the poor guy is screaming all the way down.
We don't right. want to do that. Well, sure. Especially if we have self-driving cars in our future, too. Nobody wants that, right?
Oh, absolutely.
So, okay. All right. We got to end on a positive note then. That's depressing a little bit, Lewis. So what do you have that's a little bit better to set us off on a Monday here?
Sorry about that. Well, this is kind of cool. Over last weekend, Sunday, June 11, in the Bavarian town of Furth, I don't even know if I'm pronouncing that right, St. Paul's Church had the first ever service and sermon created and conducted completely by AI.
Oh.
So there was an AI-generated, like an avatar projected on stage of this bearded man who gave a sermon in monotone. That was completely generated by AI.
Okay.
So here's what we're saying, folks. Artificial intelligence is now preaching Christianity to you.
Wow.
That's news.
How'd that go over, I wonder?
The place was packed. It was a 40-minute service. It included sermon, prayers, and music. It was created by a guy named Jonas Zimmermann. He's a theologian, philosopher from the University of Vienna. But he said it was 98% from the machine. He basically just told ChatGPT that I want to do a sermon, I want to do a service, I want to do it, and generated all of that, and then he physically set everything up. But the place was packed, but the congregants were laughing at different parts of it. The church, you know, the sermon used platitudes and stuff like, to keep our faith, we must pray and go to church regularly, which generated a lot of laughter from the audience because it was delivered in that monotone computer thing.
Right.
So I think I get the feeling that most of the people were there just for entertainment.
Interesting. Okay. But that's where things are headed. Maybe. Right? But maybe not 100% perfect yet either if people were laughing during the sermon.
Yeah. Well, and disclaimer here, I'm not pleased. I hope none of our listeners think that we're making fun of or criticizing Christianity or any other religion. Absolutely not. No one side or the other on this. To me, this is just an interesting story about yet another thing that AI is being used to do.
Right. Or trying to be used to do. I hear you.
Yep.
So, sounds good. All right, Lewis. Well, thank you very much. We'll check in with you again next Monday.
Thank you, everybody. Have a great week.
All right. Thanks, you too. That's Lewis Campbell, everyone, from Synergy Computer Systems. He's my guest every Monday right here on KSJE, part of our Monday Reboot segment. Thank you for joining me, everyone. Have a great Monday. I'll be back with you tomorrow morning, beginning a little after 8 o'clock. We're going to be showing you and talking about some of the new art that has been installed in downtown Farmington and get some of the thoughts behind that project and much, much more. That's tomorrow morning, beginning at 8 o'clock right here on KSJE Farmington.
You're listening to Victor Young and his Singing Strings, and you're on the Soundbeat. ...1940 was a banner year for Alfred Hitchcock. Two of his films, Foreign Correspondent and Rebecca, were nominated for a total of 17 Academy Awards. For the latter, he was nominated for Best Director, though he would lose to John Ford and The Grapes of Wrath. As a matter of fact, Hitchcock would be nominated in the category 5 times over his career, but would never take home a statue. Of his 144 compositions, Franz Waxman called Rebecca his favorite. He was invited to arrange the piece for the Standard Symphony Hour, a popular radio show on the NBC radio network. The arranged suite was broadcast, in the words of production manager Ray Kloon, May 9th at 8:30 p.m. over the entire Pacific Northwest radio network, as far east as, but not including, Chicago. Listen to more episodes right now at soundbeat.org. Soundbeat is produced at the Belfer Audio Archive, Syracuse University Libraries. I'm Brett Barry.
Hey.
Did you enjoy that podcast? We hope that you did. And if you did, share it with your friends. And if you really want to keep podcasts like this coming, please support KSJE. You can do it easily online at ksje.com.